Hello.
Hello, is this Harold Washington?
I have nothing for sale and I don't have any additional properties.
Oh no, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And just know your name was chosen at random and your answers are confidential. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet?
Let me ask you a question. How long is this going to take?
Well, it can take around 15 minutes.
So you want 15 minutes of my time. Am I getting paid for this?
No, sir. Unfortunately, no.
And what kind of questions? I'm sorry. Approximately how many questions are there, ma'am?
Well, I don't have the number of how many questions are, to be honest, but they are related to, let's say, something with elections and something with harm tobacco products.
Right, so you have to have a number of questions. How many questions are you going to ask me? You're reading off of a list, so how many questions are there on the list?
Well, probably around 25 to 30 questions.
25 to 30?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
So at the least 25, at the most 30?
Yes, that is correct.
No, I don't work for a media company. And we're going to have to speed this up. Let's make it fast. Let's go.
Okay, of course. Are you 21 or older and registered
yes.
to vote? Thank you. And I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024
election? Highly likely.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish
no.
origin? Thank you. And may I also ask your race?
African American.
Okay, thank you so much. And may I know your age?
Between 45 and 50.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, 1 second. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and the Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you. Use a 10 if it's more important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first issue, reducing crime and gun violence.
10.
Thank you. Fighting racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you. And making housing more affordable.
10.
Thank you so much. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
For black people?
Staying about the same.
Okay, thank you. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Thank you so much for your answer. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to two. Alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, opiates and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, cigarettes, vaping, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. So Boko Haram's adoption is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or want quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
I don't know.
Okay, it's just to the best of your knowledge.
I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. And I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco products. For each,
I don't know anything about anything that had to do with tobacco, smokeless related. I don't know anything. You can mark all of those. I don't know. I have nothing to do with that.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to give you additional information about the smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults to smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to smoke quitting are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to less harmful tobacco products and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? And the options are more government restriction and bans, cost of smoking has gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes for the market, and more education on anti-tobacco advertising. Hello?
Introduction to the smoker's tobacco.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to read two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are a major health risk that people should quit, but may not immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing to able to quit entirely. And statement B, the federal government cannot or should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smoking rates have declined in the past few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoke in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we will be dealing with for decades to come. So which of those statements do you agree
first
with?
First one.
Okay, thank you. But would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
With what, the first one?
Yes.
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your
more.
Health? Okay, thank you so much. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with, 5 means somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. So, the first one is, we know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer, but nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not a carcinogen. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer. So, from 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
7.
Thank you so much. The next one, many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year, it's not the wealthy white neighborhoods, so nobody's paying attention. But we can just pretend this is not happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could have hundreds of thousands leads every year. So from 0 to 10, how would you rate that one? Thank you. And the last one is, the FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific products application that its smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to these alternatives for adults who smoke.
Hey.
I'm sorry? Oh.
Your question is regarding the Congress or the government putting out more information about safer alternatives. Do I agree with that?
Yes, from 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. Thank you so much. And sometimes over the survey, people change their minds, and if you do not, that's okay. But I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit, to less harmful free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You just asked that question, right?
Yes.
I think I said strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you so much. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following
yes.
products? Oh, you can
I
use
have
just...
smoked cigarettes.
Okay, cigarettes. And what about the smokeless tobacco such as Steve or Chew?
Excuse me?
The other product is smokeless tobacco such as Leaf.
I have not used any of those.
Thank you. And what about e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. And the heat not burn tobacco products?
The what now?
The heat not burn tobacco products?
I haven't used that.
Thank you. What about cigars?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. And the last product, oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit, we're just about to finish, and the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's.
Okay. Thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Thank you so much. And do you have any children, 18
no.
years old? Okay, thank
no
you.
No kids.
Okay. And which of the following best describe how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Working.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Thank you so much. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a strong Democrat, not strong Democrat, strong Republican?
Strong.
A strong Democrat or a strong Republican?
Strong Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today, in the
candidates... I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Well, that concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate your participation. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you very much. Have a great one. Bye.
Bye-bye.